Now let's understand how to record the food and beverage cost of goods sold percent, that is F&B COGS percentage. F&B COGS percentage can be calculated with the help of following formula. It starts with beginning inventory, which is also been called as the opening inventory balance. Add the purchases, especially the inventory purchases would be recorded over here, minus ending inventory or the closing inventory. What we'll get is the COGS. It can be more elaborated with this highlighted formula. Goods in the store at the beginning of the accounting period. So how much is the opening stock that we are allowing to go on the floor, that would be counted over here. Goods added through the purchases. Not necessary that everything should be available in the format of inventory. We may have to do some kind of purchases, maybe of some perishable goods. So that all need to be added over here. Goods left in the store at the end of the accounting period. So the goods that are not been utilized, we have to kept aside so as to utilize on the next day or in next accounting cycle. So that need to be deducted, and therefore what we'll get is the total used during the accounting period. Further elaborated formula would be available in this vertical way. First one is the beginning inventory, also called as the opening inventory. We have to do add purchases. If we would be doing some kind of a transfer from one department to other department, if the transfer is in and we would be utilizing that inventory, which need to be counted into food and beverage, it need to be added. If it is going out and if it is not being costed for our matrix, it need to be deducted, and that particular inventory item need to be transferred out by deducting. By doing this addition and a subtraction, what we'll get is the COGS, that is cost of goods available for sales. From this, we have to deduct the closing or inventory, ending inventory. If we would be providing meals to the employee, that also need to be deducted. And at last, what we'll get is the COGS of the F&B. So it need to be minutely calculated as it plays as one of the important item of the record for cost. Now, what is the percentage? How it has been calculated in percentage? So few of the ratios of F&B COGS can be recorded on the basis of the percentage. So food cost percentage, it can be calculated. Cost of food sold divided by food sales. Beverages, so food cost and a beverages cost can be bifurcated. So cost of only beverages sold divided by the beverage sales, and F&B cost percentage. Now over here, the food cost as well as the beverage cost, we would be coming clubbing together. The revenue generated against the food and beverages would be recorded over here. So first we would be taking the cost, and then the cost will get divided by the revenue against the food and beverage. Following is one of the example I have given, the sell in cost of the food, the beverage is been given to you over here. The cost of food, the cost of beverages, as well as total cost of sales and the gross profit highlighted. Below is the calculation I've tried to give you. So food cost would be only taking into consideration the cost of food sold divided by the food sales. That is 473,447.91 rupees divided by 1,213,966.46 revenue. So it will give me food cost of 39%. Beverage cost percentage will comes to 22%. And if we go to club together, the cost of food and beverage, it will come to 5,53,571.56 divided by 15,78,156.40 revenue. So overall, food and beverage cost percentage is 35%. 8.1, which means out of the total revenue, 35% would be the cost. So that's the way you can calculate the food and beverage cost percentage. Now, why we have to calculate this percent? We can do a YOY comparison and we can analyze that, are we unnecessarily investing a lot into our food cost? The way we saw in the previous slide, it was 35%. If we have the previous month record, it may be 40%. If we have further records, it may be 45%. So we do have a relaxation in this particular month that we could somewhat reduce the food costs to maintain at 35%, that is lower than the previous month food cost. So with the help of YOY comparison, month on month comparison, we can do a proper monitoring and, if required, any kind of a controlling techniques so as to reduce the food cost and improvise the food revenues for the purpose of longer profit horizon. At the same time, we can check the food and beverage quality daily and weekly. We can also compare the actual cost with the standard achievable matrix that has been called as the ideal matrix, and we can establish the standardized way so as to make the recipe. And at last, we can generate a periodic food cost report so as to record this all transaction. Thus, this particular ratio would be helping us out so as to reduce the food and a beverage cost and establish the way so as to manage and control this cost in an effective way. At the same time, how are we going to improvise the operational efficiency? That also can be concentrated upon with the help of the cost of operation cost technique. So operational efficiency definitely measures the difference between the real and the ideal cost. So what is the actual cost? That can be compared with the market standard or the uniform structured standard. So it can be expressed as the ratio between actual and a standard. So how it has been calculated? For example, for F&B, actual F&B cost divided by standard F&B cost yields the operational efficiency ratio. So you will see the actual efficiency is 391.60. The standard is 340. So we are performing 115 times, which means it is better 15 times than the market standard. Thus, the actual cost suppresses the conventional cost by 15%, forcing the management team to launch an extensive investigation. So here you will see that the standard F&B cost is need to be maintained at 340, whereas what we have spent is 391. So we have extensively analyzed how much is the extra cost, that is by 15%, why we are spending this extra cost. So an operational efficiency ratio, if it is less than 100%, it could be considered as one of the positive ratio, and a 10% difference may be acceptable. So a trial error would be of 10%, that can be considered as the acceptable error. Once you have analyzed the variance, we have to come up with the ways of monitoring and controlling these variances. So, from where does the variance comes from? Whether it is from the standard food cost, whether it is from the direct invoices or the requisitions, or whether it is from an actual processing of this food cost. So, these all stages need to be thoroughly analyzed and monitored upon. If we'll see the variances would be on the first two stages, it would be the inefficiency in the prices or in the menu mix. If it is into a second and a third phase, then it would be highlighting the inventory issues, the waste management issues, the theft, the obsolescence of the stock, or we are not maintaining the LIFO or a FIFO or a JIT kind of a technique that need to be analyzed upon. Thus, This technique would highlight that which department is creating the variance and in what way we can address that variance so as to achieve the minimal wastage and maximum revenue. We can also concentrate on cost to sales ratio. Prime cost is also called as a PC. PC is inclusive of the food cost and the labor cost. We can calculate the food cost percentage and a labor cost percentage separately with the help of this formulation. And overall, the prime cost average should be the 60% of the total cost of food service. So, the prime cost should be the 60% of overall what food service we would be presenting. For the bifurcation, I have given you, like if it is going to be a pizza food cost, this much in a minute way, we have to analyze that how much each and every department would be costing so as to produce one pizza. So, food cost perspective I've tried to give over here. So, over here you will see a dough percentage, a sauce percentage, overall cheese, the mushrooms, olives, tomatoes, basil, and this is going to give me a total food cost. I'm going to add some kind of a labor charges into this. So labor cost may come up to 30%. Cost of goods sold would be 30%. And overall profit on this particular food item, I would be generating for 45%. So likewise, for each and every food item, we have to prepare the food cost perspective, which is going to give us a clear cut picture that how much expenses we are involving so as to produce this kind of most saleable food item and how much revenue we would be generating by keeping aside the provisioning of all the expenses. Next is the ways to control the food cost. Definitely, food and beverage department creates the maximum waste in the form of pilferage, in the form of outdated goods, in the form of obsolete goods, in the form of overstorage or understorage goods. So these all criteria need to be highlighted prominently. So we can come up with several ways to control the food cost. It may be managing the kitchen in a proper way, giving a training to the person who would be keeping an eye on the inventory. We have to do individual menu-wise costing the way I've showed you for the pizza in the previous two slides. Portion control. We have to keep an eye on each and every portion that goes into the production process for making that food item. A proper forecasting. We have to analyze that how much would be the sell of that particular good. Generally, you will see the hotels would be analyzing on weekdays, the sales would be lower, and on the weekend, the sales would be maximum. During the festival period as well, the sales would be maximum. So at that time, sufficient quantities of all these food items need to be maintained. It shouldn't be overstock, it shouldn't be understock. The GIT technique as well to certain extent utilized so as to have that particular inventory available as and when required. The customer should be well satisfied and given the Atithi Devo Bhava treatment. That is, every customer would be given the accord of God kind of a treatment can be ensured. Overproduction should be completely stopped and cut to the line production maintained. Improper cooking and refires along with the chimney so as to have extinguishes to remove the smoke that has been created on the basis of the fire and the oil utilization can be done. Using the leftovers, a proper contract can be maintained so as to utilize the leftovers and maybe making it for the purpose of the green husbandry, maybe maintaining a contract to pick up the dry as well as waste management in a proper way can be done. Inventory management techniques would be utilized over here. We have to keep an eye if there would be any kind of a theft that has been going on in the inventory. Waste management, a proper renovation of the waste management and the cleanliness via the waste management would be ensured. A purchase analysis. A proper eye would be kept that in what way the inventories have been purchased. Is it on time or not? And at last, in what way, which all are the items that are giving me a maximum sales and which all are the items for which servicing would be needed maximum. So over here, we can do a categorization of the customers as well. Especially the kids-oriented family need a maximum service because they frequently order for the items. Whereas the business people wouldn't be needing that kind of a proper service every now and then. So this is what is the way the food and beverage costs would be maintained and highlighted upon. Food and beverage cost plays an important role while serving through an hotel and the lodging industry. It directly goes via the food taste. And therefore, if we wanted to continue the accord of considering every guest as the god, we have to concentrate that how fantastic way we can satisfy the appetite of the customer by earning maximum revenue out of it. But at the same time, don't forget to record that revenue in a profitable manner. Thank you all.